Yeah, I'm like, well,
Amira off top.
here.
Sonia Agarwal.
Here.
Dai Anand.
Here.
Lydia Bloom.
Here.
Dylan Carson. Maishay Kazi.
Here.
Amir Sekik. Colton Cook.
Here.
Zora Duran.
Then.
Grace Dorward. Max Ehrlich.
Here.
Armand Barsh. Christian Flournoy.
Here.
Ezra Galperin.
Hello.
Isabella Gale. Lawrence Han. Vansh Kakra. Sion Kim. Catherine Christopa. Yasmin Maslu. Jeffrey Mui. Ellie Porter.
Here.
John Purcell. Hayden Specter.
Here.
Jocelyn Swaby.
Here.
Christian Tarla. Aiden Velasio. Thor Wagsback. Alexander Walters.
Here.
Hayden Watkins.
Here.
Zachary Yabut. Eric Yao. Kennedy Young.
Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaigahono. The Gaigahono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaigahono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gaigahono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Please review the January 22nd, 2025 meeting minutes. Vice President Watkins.
I think there's a brief clerical error. Aiden Viasio was marked as present when he was absent.
Thank you. Noted. This doesn't need a second because it's a clerical error. Anything else? Representative Ehrlich.
Well, I can confirm that's true, but also my last name is spelled wrong where it says that I reported something about the Academic Policy Committee. There should be an H in there. Just, I mean, it's fine, but like, yeah.
Thank you. Any further? Representative Galperin.
I move to approve the meeting minutes, noting the clerical errors.
Okay, there are seconds. There are dissent. Okay, seeing none, meeting minutes are approved. Not mine. Okay, communications to the Student Assembly. We've received a communication from the Brown University Council of Students, Brown UCS, regarding an Ivy League Solidarity Memorial Service. In light of the tragic shooting that took place on their campus on December 13th, 2025, Brown University will be holding their campus memorial for Ella Cook and Muhammad Aziz Muzerkov on February 7th at 4 p.m. A member of their UCS has reached out to us to request that we and all other IVs hold a vigil simultaneously. I'd like to know your thoughts on the matter, the offer, and the event. I was thinking that we could co-host with Students Demand Action Cornell. They're an anti-gun violence and pro-gun legislation reform organization. Any other notes from the crowd? Representative Spector.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Does anyone know anybody in Students Demand Action Cornell? I can just reach out to them, but okay, thank you. Noted. Okay, so put that on your calendars, February 7th, 4 p.m. We have no other communications, nothing on the consent calendar, so we'll move to reports of officers, committees, and liaisons. Representative Galperin.
Anyone want to venture a guess?
Dining with Beth.
Dining committee. We will be meeting on Monday at 4:45 at Flora Rose House. All are welcome and encouraged to join, especially those interested in resolution. I can never remember the number, but you know which one I'm talking about. And for those affected, sorry, excuse me. For those observing Ramadan upcoming, I encourage you to come.
Vice President Watkins.
So, is VP Finance something I'm supposed to do at the end of every semester? Is talk about like where our accounts are at? But if you'll remember, we were a little busy last semester at the end, so I didn't quite get that. Okay. So, our administrative subaccount started at 7,500 budgeted, spent $7,130.33, $369.67 are left. Executive budgeted $15,853.32, spent $14,148.45, and then the balance is $1,704.87. Communications committee started with 3,000, they spent $228.99. And now they're at $2,771.01. Initiative started with 4,000. They've spent zero. You guys can guess what happens there. Finance committee started at 3,000 and it's at zero because I keep filling or forgetting to fill out my reimbursements. Policy committee is $250, spent 22, so now it's at 228. Elections started at 2,500, spent 310, and now it's at 2,190. Dining services has spent none, DEI has spent none, infrastructure fund has spent none, environmental committee spent none, academic policy has spent none, student health advisory has spent none, office of the student advocate has spent none, office of student government relations started with 1,750, they've spent $541.86, and now they're at 1,208.14. Special projects with the fine we got from alternative breaks was at $26,254.22. Dispersed $15,486.80 and now left at $10,767.42. And then the summer experience grant started at 1,200 and then it hasn't been spent yet, but that just kind of goes to the summer experience grant. Thanks for bearing with me on that one.
I have a question. What did OSGR spend money on?
Okay, it all. Came from the spring 2025 DC trip. It was just in, like put in July.
Any other questions? There's any questions on that? Okay. Representative Chaudhuri.
Still that's the only thing we're stuck with.
Wait, crap, I closed out of it. Hold on.
Or like, are we using a fund for like executive conferences?
Conferences.
I think that's administrative, and right now that has $369.67 left. So by the end of the semester, we may have to put some more in there.
Vice President Wag is back.
Comms committee has found a standing meeting time for the semester. Our first meeting will be this Sunday at 4 p.m. And then we'll meet every Sunday at 4 p.m. every other week. First meeting will be over Zoom. If you can make it, we'd love to see you there.
Representative Bloom.
Environmental Committee will be having its first meeting of this semester on Sunday from 5 to 6, and we're hoping to just kind of brainstorm the semester, talk about doing some weekly tabling. Yeah, thanks.
Representative Dorward.
Infrastructure Fund Commission has our meetings from 5 to 6 every Sunday on Zoom. We didn't have one last week, but we will have the one this week. And yeah.
Any further reports? Seeing none. Move to announcements. I have announcements. So you should have all received a newsletter this week. Everyone get their newsletter? Okay, good. Shout out Thor. Ethics, like the Qualtrics form for people who are interested in potentially becoming the director of the Office of Ethics, that was included in the newsletter. I think we have four submissions so far. So at right now, that's a pretty healthy volume, I'd say, to just bring everybody in, depending on, if it increases, we'll see. But yeah, I felt like that was good news. Any questions? Yeah. Representative Chidori, and then.
Yeah, like, based off our conversation the last time, it was my assumption that like, we were going to about what to do with ethics and like have like a resolution and then maybe like a channel that's like right now like, based off the situation that like, still versus like you guys just going with like sending that newsletter out and then asking for like call for applicants because like we didn't even like, agree on like we want to get an ethics committee or like just an ethics committee director like who's gonna go like I know we like had a conversation but like, we didn't come to like any like clear resolution. So I was just wondering about like the psychology behind like, or like the motivation behind like, why we send that out when like, the whole point of the like, process was like to amend it first before we do it instead of like doing it and then amend it. Right.
The straw poll that I had had most people in favor of doing those of filling the director position and then having them fill the department. And I thought that they were going to run concurrent with us doing a governing documents amendment. So that's what I had noted down.
Like, you can, because you can't say, like, oh, recording people were just, like, on a straw poll, but, like, once it released, and then just, like, go ahead and do it. Because I guess it could be,
Straw poll
like,
can't be released because it was an executive session.
but, like, my point being that, like, you have to, like, there's a process of doing things, and you can't just, like, simultaneously change how things are being done without, like, changing the rules for how to change things being done, right? Like, that was the whole point of the conversation. So it was just, like, it wasn't the whole point, like, we need to get a resolution out first.
I mean, I can propose a resolution that at least writes this part in right now, but considering that this is definitely going to take longer than a 2-week resolution would, to at least just write in that it can be filled in the event of a vacancy. But in terms of the longer range amendments that we were discussing, those are going to take probably a whole assembly or committee subcommittee that's of interested people to review. It's not going to be just me as someone who's willing to write it. Like I don't, because I don't want to take this from everybody here. Like I don't want to take the project of rewriting a large section of the governing documents on as just me, because that has a lot of worse implications than just sending out the form for people who are interested in filling the vacancy for this semester. Representative Ehrlich. Okay, Representative Ehrlich.
My understanding was that we were doing it that way because there's no rules for doing it, right? I mean, we like otherwise we just wouldn't fill it, right? I mean.
Yeah, well, considering we have a pretty bad track record of like talking about governing documents that we want to edit and then not editing them, I figured that we'd at least get action of filling the vacancy, given there's no procedure for any of it right now. If anyone's interested in rewriting the gov docs, like please, we can put together an ad hoc for the semester. A lot of things can happen with that. But again, I don't want it to be a solo project. So. Director Gillinson.
Yeah, first of all, I want to agree. I agree we need to like rewrite the governing documents, but I think on an interim basis, this makes the most sense just to finish out the year. With that being said, do we have an idea on what the timeline for that form is going to be, when we close it, and then what happens after that?
Didn't put a closure date. I was just kind of waiting to see again, like how high the volume would be. Considering we got four applicants within 2 days, I don't know, I wanted to see how everyone here felt about like a good time to close it, that type of thing. Good further procedure.
In that case, I think we need to decide a deadline at this meeting, ideally. Because otherwise, what are we doing?
I was thinking of it being like a long weekend, but again, that wasn't written anywhere. So, Representative Carson.
So I just like can't remember. Are we is the per person that we that would come out of this that apply to this, would they serve for like how long would they serve?
Just the end. Until the end of the term.
Just the end of this
Everyone's
semester.
term ends on May
Okay.
31st.
So this would happen relatively soon. Okay.
Representative Porter.
Thank you. I'm not sure, like, I'm sure tons of people do look at the newsletter, but could we also make an Instagram post about it to maybe like spread the word a little bit more?
Good idea.
Okay, thanks.
Representative Chaudhuri.
I guess my point, like, why, like, raising, like, why aren't we amending the documents first? Is that, like, without having, like, a proper procedure behind it, I feel like it's just too wishy-washy, and, like, we're kind of freestyling a little bit too hard, for, like, a lack of, like, a better word. I think, like, there's a lack of communication, like, in like, the newsletter itself, there's a lack of communication on, like, what the ethics director actually is supposed to do, like, the, like, time commitment it takes for like the role. And like I took a look at the form because I had like a friend text me about it. My roommate applied for the role too. Like it was like there's literally like not a lot of specificity in terms of like what the like form is asking for, like what they're doing, nor have we really decided like the process for like who's going to be evaluating them in the first place, which is like I hear you out. Like I think like efficiency is like important, but like if we're gonna like for your suggestion, close it over the long weekend. I think there's like no reason why we couldn't have like put forward at least something last week, and just like passed it forward or like had something for this week if that was like the intention to like, hey, let's get this thing going like really, really quickly. Because I it just feels like so like up in the air and just like haphazard and just like let's get anyone who we possibly can inside of there when it like it is an important role and like it should have like some sort of like basis and process and like normal people who like don't know anything about student assembly like could theoretically be very, very good for it, but like there's no communication about like what on earth the like role entails at all, nor like a rationale for like why someone like may even be interested in the first place. So like it just feels like very like, oh, let's just push someone in there who like happened to open up the email, which most people don't even do, and just like let's just get it in there. Like I feel like there should be like a little bit more thought behind the process, you know?
Okay, I'll propose an edit for next week, and if that's what we want to see. Is there any other comments on this for now? Can I go into a discussion later? We'll probably hit committee the whole this week. Anything? Okay. Moving past, we have no presentations. So the chair will now recognize any community member who wishes to speak at this time. Each community member may speak once for up to 3 minutes. Are there any takers of public comment this week? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to the second reading calendar, where we have Resolution 23, transferring funds to the Alana Intercultural Board.
Hi guys. So this is a very simple resolution transferring $50,000 over to Alana because their financial situation has been pretty complicated because they've had a lot of advisor turnover. Advisor number one wasn't really communicating with them about how much money they actually had. And so they were just like, oh, we can give money to everybody. And then that turned out to not be the case. And so then they ran out of money really quick. And then advisor two was working out really well, but advisor two just left. And so now they're on advisor three in 2 years. So this is kind of to help Alana get back on their feet to be able to help support the Cornell community. Right. I think that's it.
Okay, we can go into debate. Representative Shekic.
Oh, yeah, I'm really sad to hear that, but I have a question. Aren't most SAFC reg well, not byline organizations, sorry, required to have a turnover, like materials prepared? I know if you're at the highest tier of SAFC, you're required to have like an officer list, a guide. I just want to inquire if like it might be useful for Alana to kind of write down what they've learned so this doesn't occur again.
I know Alana right now is being like very, very intentional about that's something like a part of this resolution is kind of working with them to build more physical stability. So that's something we could help them with too. But I also know Alana has been like really, really intentional about kind of trying to like take back control of their money. So they actually know like, oh, we have this much money to give, like this is how much we can give out. So that's kind of like a cooperative effort to like take more control, I guess.
Representative Galperin.
I motion to send this to third reading calendar by unanimous consent.
Second. Okay, is there dissent to send this to third reading? Okay, seeing none, this has been moved to third reading for next week. We'll now move into the third reading calendar where we have Resolution 24 transferring funds to Special Project Fund.
So this one is to transfer $15,000 to the Special Projects Fund. I think we did a lot of great things last semester. And we have kind of a buildup of applications that we'll probably see soon. I think about like four or five right now. And so this is to be able to like, we've got the money in the reserves, so I think it's good for us to give it out.
Representative Oftob. So motion to vote.
Second.
It's on third. Since it's internal funding, it's automatically on third. Okay. Second, their dissent to voting. Okay, seeing none. All those in favor of this resolution, please raise your placards. I need to count because it is a final vote. Okay, all those opposed, all those abstaining, this resolution has passed. It is 5:08. We are done with business. So I, in accordance with the standing rules of the Student Assembly, will now move into a committee of the whole. Okay. Representative Ehrlich.
Curious. I was just thinking about this because we just had a finance thing. Did we ever get our money from SAFC? What's up with that?
Been partially transferred, so that's why you'll see that in Resolution 23, I believe, our reserves at the moment stand at about $500,000, where they were previously at about 60,000. So some has been transferred. The transfer has been initiated, internal transfer.
Is there a reason only some? Like what?
No. Yeah.
Is the meeting with our, you know what? Respectfully, Stephen Siss is the president. So. Yeah, with our dear friend. I was hoping he'd be here for public comment today. But.
Okay, Representative Chaudhry.
Your name is all.
While we possibly about this as a role in this because.
Yeah, if we want to do a call, we can. I can give you all updates on who's at what.
Ishan, I think your mic is not on.
I believe we have some members who've gone.
There are two who have gone over, but I haven't sent out the updates.
Also, can you speak a little closer to the mic?
Oh, okay. Last week it was really sensitive. So, okay. I will read and actually, I have everyone's attendance tracked. We can just do an attendance check-in. Okay. Everyone who's over the limit.
Thank you.
Okay. People who are, so the limit for everyone to know is three. Let me go into the governing documents so everyone can follow along. The limit is you cannot go over three unexcused absences. They're half absences, excused absences, full absences. And there is also a limit on excused absences. It's all outlined in the bylaws. The procedure following going over the like maximum of unexcused absences is also outlined in the bylaws. So people who are at the limit are Odmir with three unexcused absences. Actually, given that he was late today and an unexcused, actually three and a half. So Odmir's over. Can you hear me? Okay. Is over the l limit of excused absences. Ezra and Vosh are both at two unexcused absences. Sion is at five unexcused absences, so Sion is over the limit. I think you had a few conferences last semester and stuff. I can tell you the dates. Yeah. Some are excused, some are unexcused, but of the five and a half, these are the unexcused ones. Okay, Aiden Viasio is at three, and well, including this semester, he's at five and a half.
Someone told me to graduate.
He graduated?
I don't think that's I don't think that's true. He told me he's busy.
I actually ran into him at the at Wegmans. He's on a trip right now.
So he's a Wegman.
Yeah, he's not gonna
I'm looking on LinkedIn.
be here for like Yeah, he's not gonna
Okay.
be here for like I think at least this week, maybe next week, but he said he's coming back. I know that.
Wait, that puts him like seven or eight.
Okay.
Wait, so if you're over and you're not here and we don't know anything,
So
then.
officers have to do a call. I'll get into that in a second. Let me just give everyone the updates. And then Kennedy is at three, so Kennedy has not gone over. And it was just like a couple weeks in a row, so she's back. Okay, so you're at two because you. It's because he used to leave early and I didn't track when he'd leave early. So you're definitely at three at least, but I just don't have them down. Yeah, so unfortunately Thor is not being held accountable. All right, so that's everyone's updates.
Oh.
There are plenty of other people who are at like one and a half, but I won't call you all out.
On
Guess
that,
who has perfect attendance? Right.
like on that topic, like y'all gotta lock in a little bit, okay? Or like if you're not gonna do that, like leave, gang. Like wait, I'm being so serious. Cause
If they don't leave,
like
what
and
does the
I
bylaw
wait,
say,
I
Nora?
generally think like next like we should start doing like we should generally start doing it because there are people who clearly come to the who spent
Hold
like hours waiting like outside trying to get on assembly or like whatever. Like literally, like wait.
Wait,
Yeah,
it's
during
true
day,
though.
whatever. Like it's so
No,
true.
there
Like
are
I feel like if
people
we're
who
not
would
gonna
be here and actually dedicate themselves to
Yeah,
this.
like
I
exactly.
don't
Like I feel
agree.
like it's not that crazy
Okay,
thing of a thing. So
let me
like we gotta
read.
like either stay here or get
I can
out.
read the bylaws at any time. Vice President Young.
So bad. Sorry.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ishan, I totally hear you. But like we don't have to wait for them to leave. We can kick them out.
Wait, okay. Yeah, you only officers can motion for it. So wait, let me read the procedure.
Kennedy, would you like to motion to
Wait, for
I mean,
transparency's
if
sake,
that's what
because
y'all
we've
want
never put this into practice. Like we added the attendance clause. I added the attendance clause into the bylaws last year because so many people just skip and skip and skip, and then we didn't enforce them last semester because there's too much other stuff going on with SAF for me to think about it, at least. All right, but now we're here. So let me read. It's section eight, the attendance policy of Article 4, section 8 in the bylaws. starting at line 248 for those who would like to follow along. A, attendance at all organizational and specially scheduled meetings is required when the executive board provides assembly members at least 72 hours prior notice of the meeting. B, any member who fails to attend a required meeting or event without having such absence excused shall be considered absent. The standing rule shall define the standard to which absences are excused. C, a minimum of three consecutive, three per semester, or five per assembly term absences may be excused. A two-thirds vote of the assembly may waive this provision under extenuating circumstances. D, any late arrival or early departure from a required meeting will result in a half absence. Late arrival shall be defined as any point after the call of the roll. Virtual attendance, if authorized in the standing rules, shall count as a half absence. Submission of a proxy shall not count as attendance. E, if it is determined that a member has accrued four or more unexcused absences, an officer of the assembly must call for a vote on unseating the member at the next regular meeting. If the assembly, by majority vote, votes to unseat the member, the unseated member has not vacated the seat, but does not count for quorum and cannot vote until they have been reseated. The vote to unseat shall not be held without prior notification to the member. That's where we can must wait for at least one more week because I need to notify everybody. F, if the unseated member of the assembly does not acknowledge the vote to unseat within 2 weeks of such a vote, by declaring a desire to be reseated, their seat is considered vacated. G, if the unseated member of the assembly desires to be reseated, the member may call for one two-thirds vote of the assembly to be reseated. The motion may not be postponed until after an agenda item requiring a vote without the unseated member's consent. If the motion to reseat the member passes, the member is reseated immediately with all rights restored. If the motion to reseat the member fails, the assembly shall immediately consider a vote to remove the member. If the unseated member of the assembly does not desire to be reinstated, their seat is considered vacated upon notification to the president or vice president of internal operations. That needs to be fixed. That's the procedure.
I mean, I will note that it does say an officer must. So, don't know why that hasn't happened.
My bad. Representative Galvern.
I'll just say this. If you this no. If you have a good reason to be absent, like no one's gonna judge you for it. But let's, like quite frankly, yeah, I'm embarrassed of my two unexcused absences, and we all owe it to our constituents to own it when we mess up. So let's not be self-righteous about it. That's all.
Spectre. Okay, I would just like to say that I confirmed with the Cornell Student Directory that all the people who were over, which two of which are here today, are still in fact students at Cornell and have not graduated.
Okay. Vice President Young.
Yeah.
Oh, so right.
He's not graduated.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Ezra. I don't think it's something that we should be self-righteous about as somebody who has absences like on the mark. But I also feel like it's so counterproductive to like, wait, is this on record? Actually, never mind. Never mind. It's
We can
counterproductive
go into
to,
executive session.
no, I'm trying to figure out the best way to use my words because I speak in colloquialism too much. Anyways, but it's very counterproductive to rile up and start some mess and then never be present either. So it's like, no, like, I mean, for real. So it's like, it's not about being like self-righteous about attendance, but it's about like who is productive to the assembly and who isn't. And at the end of the day, like people who are counterproductive to the assembly are people who are taking up spots for people who can't be productive to the assembly.
Executive Vice President Flournoy.
I also want to mention that, like, and I mean, maybe I could like do a better job of trying to send out maybe like a weekly email more often, but like when we get proxies, oh, is this better? Okay, sorry. Maybe I could do a better job with sending out emails, but like with proxies, if you get a proxy for the meeting, that has no effect on your attendance. So, and obviously we're able to have meetings with we're above quorum, so obviously there's probably someone here that could hold your proxy, but just making sure that like I mean, many of these absences, if you give someone your proxy, it's not even like a count against it, whether it's a prelim, whether it's you have a conference to go to. Just making sure that like you're able to do that and get the proxy in is also a way to just kind of like make this a completely moot point as well.
But that's not true. Proxies do not count towards attendance, nor do they count towards quorum. It's just a way for your vote to be heard when you're not physically present. Representative Ehrlich.
I get what you're saying, Kennedy. I think that's a fair point. Starting shit is annoying. But I also think that like impeaching a duly elected member of the assembly from the assembly like is like a pretty heavy thing to do. And like just because we don't like someone doesn't mean we can just like throw kick them to the curb whenever we want. Like I get, you know, there's a lot of people who are over the amount of unexcused absences. It's not just, you know, whoever it might be that we dislike, or that anyone dislikes. And I think we should try to be fair in that. Yeah.
Okay. Representative Offtob.
I agree with Max. I feel like we should definitely be fair about it and see who is
Wait, everyone
over
will
the
be notified.
limit and like let executive board or officers like send them a notice and then follow up in assembly with whatever we have to do. So be fair.
Representative Torala.
I've read the thing before. I mean, what Zora just read to us, it's pretty fair in that it just applies to everyone. I don't know why we're talking about like people that we like or don't like that shouldn't really be a part of it anyway. It's just like, dude, if you're not here, if you're not like participating, voting, writing resolutions, whatever, like there were people crying because they didn't get on the assembly, you know, like people want to do things, and yeah, don't take that away from someone else.
Vice President Watkins.
I feel like right now we're kind of like verging onto like impeachment talks, which is kind of like what this starts the process for. But I think that we should just kind of save that discussion for when that actually happens, because this kind of what we're discussing is maybe like the stripping away the voting rights, which is kind of intended to like influence people to come. And I think that's pretty fair because that's like solely based on attendance. So if we want to have conversations about other stuff, like I think that's like valid, but I would say probably wait until then, just in general.
Representative
I mean, like, I think that, like, first of all, I think that it's stopping it's so afraid of, like, the word impeachment, because it's not like, I think it's something being forced to do this. It's not like, oh my gosh, we have, like, exactly the Christian, but not exactly the thing. It's like, we dislike or we like someone as a collective, which, like, very rarely does that really do anything. But, like, it's not about us, like, it's not a moral judgment that we're clicking on someone. It's literally just like, you have a job that you signed up to do, and you ran on the basis that you were going to be available. As soon as someone finds for the same, they've always been the same. You do that commitment coming into the year that you're going to go and serve and come and stuff. And I think this is like a larger conversation that we have to have about like what is being put here at the table. Like, I mean, like, look around, like, most guys here haven't written a resolution. And that's absurd in here. Like, we've had an entire semester where you've been able to go and talk to people and see things happen. And there's a ton of things that are wrong on campus. Like, it's absurd that you're not writing or doing stuff or wanting to like make a better effort or setting up committee meetings or going to them and being more frequent. And I get that like life happens, things go around, which is why the attendance policy is so fair. But I think we have to be open and honest, be able to have this conversation of like, yo, like, what are we doing here in the first place? And like, do you want to be on the spot in the first place? Or if not, like, get out. Because literally, there are people crying because they're not on assembly. There's people who really want to be here and have ideas would much rather be up there presenting than having like meetings. So I think absolutely not. I definitely think we should get ready. And I definitely think we should start the process this week, send email out to all those people, and they'll have a chance to plead their case for like why they were absent, and they should be able to explain that rationale. And then the assembly should be able to then go and vote on whether we think that rationale is good enough for them missing. No. Like, it's not something.
I have a point of inquiry real quick. If I remember correctly, it's just that they lose their voting rights temporarily, and then if they want to, they can get revoted back in, correct?
Yeah, if they
Yeah.
respond to the email saying that
Okay,
they
well,
want to be reinstated, then they can get reinstated.
assuming that they still want to be here, they're going to respond to that email. They're going to get revoted back in. I'm like, yeah, so I wouldn't be too afraid to initiate that process. It's not like we're like banishing them forever. Yeah, it's fine.
what Christian said earlier, don't we have to do that? Like, doesn't say, like, isn't the word like must?
Must.
Like, yeah,
Yeah.
like this isn't like a debate. Like, yeah.
No, yeah. I'll email everybody. We'll move along with this. Also, for everyone to know, you can edit the standing rules and how strict attendance is at any time. Actually, a few years ago, like pre-COVID, pre us having a, live stream and everything in this form, they counted being on your computer as an absence. What you could be physically present, and if you had your computer open, then you were absent. I thought about adding that back in this year. So there's a lot of options here for how strict we can get, even more strict than this. Representative Ehrlich.
I agree with Ishan. He convinced me you should, but I just think it should apply equally. Like, we shouldn't bring our like weird personal stuff and like our issues into it until we're ha at least until we're having a discussion about the vote that we're going to have about the individual person. Yeah, and then also, I feel like, and I've written a resolution, but I feel like people would be more comfortable doing it if the president of the university met his obligation to this assembly to actually respond in a timely manner to our resolutions. Yeah, he should. Yeah, I think there's a broader conversation to be had about what, if there's more we should be doing about the fact that he doesn't respond in a timely manner to our resolutions, because that's not good.
Representative Spector.
Just going to the computer thing, just having all the documents unboxed, and then subsequently, like, I don't think you were suggesting that we do this, but if you wanted to put banning computers in there, it would be ridiculous to have everything on the computer for us to look
Well,
at.
no,
And
that's what I'm
then,
saying. It was like a long time ago, but
yeah,
we could bring it
I
back
don't think we should bring it
there are
back.
enough paper copies for everybody.
I don't think we should bring it back.
Representative Galperin.
I do want to mirror much of what Ishan said. The one thing I would caution, the only reason I would caution us about using the word impeachment right now is because, if here we have this opportunity to regain voting rights, impeachment is actually not what we're talking about. Like, that's just not what impeachment is. My understanding is the process can get to that point. But again, if we're beginning this process, anyone who's had those absences, this is a bit extreme, should have their day in court to say they should have the opportunity to explain to us why that happens. But we also have to acknowledge the possibility that, different people are going to say different things, and so we'll come to different conclusions about different people.
Another
Yeah, I'd like to echo some of the points made. Particularly, I think that this is productive to bring up, but also, like Max said earlier, and like Kennedy said earlier, bringing this up when the issue behind no one writing resolutions, I would like to echo the fact that I think it's more important that members are productive. For example, there was no new member education to my knowledge. And like, I did not know that being late or leaving early was half an absence. And then on top of that, I think also, once again, if there was a form of new member education for a lot of the assembly members who haven't written anything, it would also be more productive. And I think also, once again, we're not an executive session. So I think it'd be r important to reiterate, like bring this up, like what Max said. Bringing up the grounds to remove someone for absence is, we should be wary of that.
Representative Ward.
This is like a completely different topic, but I just was thinking about a lot lately about the summer experience grant, and there's a lot of other like funding sources that have been cut as opportunities for like students throughout the year. And so I just was wanted to discuss like potentially the possibility of extending that beyond like the summer period, perhaps like the winter term, and also like throughout the school year, because people participate in like, academic experiences throughout the year beyond just like the summer. So potentially making that opportunity just because like the lack of other opportunities right now.
Yeah, I'll send an email with Lawrence because he's chair of Financial Aid Review Committee. The Summer Experience Grant is one of like the oldest things the Student Assembly's done. So when it was established, there were very different rules and regulations around grants, but it's a very good idea. And I'll do the administrative communication, hopefully get back to you. Representative Oftob.
On that topic, Hayden, we have Student Assembly contributes 1,200 to Summer Experience Grant.
Yeah, from just like our own internal budget, but also the students helping students like Byline
Like
Awards. That
yeah.
yeah, that's like part of what that goes to.
Then I feel like we have so much in our reserves. Maybe we should talk about like contributing more towards the summer experience grant, because I feel like so many students on campus apply to it and don't end up getting funding because of how small the fund is. Maybe Student Assembly can contribute more. We have like 500,000 right now in our reserves, which are not being used. So even if we take like 5 grand from there and contribute towards it, it can help like at least 2 to 3 more students.
We can look into that, but I'm gonna try to see like get a number of like how much is in the fund right now so I can like report back and we can talk about it.
Representative Shuri.
I'm a fan of like the idea behind the Summer Experience Grant. I'm not an actual fan of like the process itself. If any of you guys have ever gone through like applying for it, I think it's like pretty convoluted and pretty random in terms of like its distribution as well. And also especially in terms of like your background as well. Like, I definitely think like it's very, very, very random, which in my opinion shouldn't be how it is. I think it would be a lot more effective if we put in something that was proposed like year round, but have it internally done at Student Assembly. Like, instead of calling it like the Summer Experience Grant, called it like the Student Assembly like grant or something. I don't know, but like have it kept in-house as well and pull out our reserves, because I feel like that gives us a lot more autonomy over the entirety of the process, as well as like lets us go and set it up how we want to set it up instead of dealing with all of those old rules as well. Like, that's just a more structured approach, in my opinion.
Representative Agarwal.
How do we like advertise the like fund or like the grant? Because I feel like I never heard about it until I came onto Student Assembly. Like, do we have it in classes? Like, do you have to like find it, or can it
It's
like be
on our
advertised?
website and Student Services publishes it. I've also gone around and like spoken to student groups myself to try and like publicize it by word of mouth. We can definitely do a lot more for it. It's also should be linked on every newsletter, at least referenced. So yeah, I've probably pinned financial resources Instagram post. Yeah. That's what we have so far. Definitely could improve. Representative Ofsaa.
A lot of like financial resources websites on campus, including the financial aid website for Cornell, for at least Cal's, like all of their financial resources, they include summer experience grant. And just like clarification on Ishan, your question, if we can do back and forth because we're in committee right now. What do you mean by random? Because I applied for summer experience grant and I felt like they really were looking at like need, which I think if the grant isn't super huge, that should be a thing. Like they asked for it, they did ask for a lot, which was kind of annoying, but they did ask for like bank accounts, statements, my financial aid statements, how much I made, like W-9s, how much I was gonna make during the summer. And then they confirmed that with my internship to see if that's the amount that I was gonna make. Just to keep in mind, like, what did you mean, like, when you said random?
Like, speaking from my own personal experience, my friend group jokes about this all the time. I have two friends. One of them is on a lot of financial aid. The other one lives in the Upper East Side in New York. They both applied. They both got the same internship. They both applied for the summer experience grant. Guess who got this funding and guess who did not get the funding? Like, it's crazy. Like, no, it's like actually crazy. Like, I definitely think like there are, yeah, Mount Hope, like we joke all the time. Like, it's crazy stuff. I just think that there's better ways to do the process, and I have my own personal doubts about the thing, as well as I think keeping it in-house with Student Assembly has a lot more pros than just that. The Summer Experience Grant is fairly limited in terms of like internships and things like that, and in terms of like qualifications as well. Whereas I think that there's a lot more opportunities to like just generally do things on campus. I mean, for one, like transportation, like there's so many pre-med students on campus that like struggle with getting clinical hours just because like there's nowhere nearby, and you have to like if you don't have a car, you have to like what TCAT to like somewhere nearby. Like, it's crazy stuff. Like, there's so many, like, that's just off the top of my head. Like, literally just so many different like niche things, conferences, events, panels, networking that wouldn't qualify under Summer Experience Grant, but I do think have the same exact rationale for increasing a student's educational experience that happened all throughout the year. And Ithaca, New York isn't the best location to begin with anyways. So if we want to help students out, I think the best way would be to keep it in-house and to keep the fund like fairly open and broad, and also keep it within the Student Assembly's purview so that we can adjust it per student's needs as the time goes on.
So for those of you who aren't on Financial Aid Review Committee or have never been on it, the finance there we have two grants, Students Helping Students, which is essentially an emergency fund, and the Summer Experience Grant, which is for low and no paid internships over the summer, and other work experiences that have no pay or need a subsidy for housing, those types of that's the notion behind it. We do Students Helping Students somewhat in-house. The Financial Aid Review Committee approves applications for it, or rejects applications. And the same cannot be said of the Summer Experience Grant. So I've noted that as checking in on the regulations around it because it's currently administered by the Financial Aid Office but funded by the Student Assembly. And again, these are both things that the Student Assembly has done pretty much since the founding of the Student Assembly. Okay, further comments, questions? Representative Carson.
Yeah, I guess I had two things. The first thing I was thinking of, I was wondering if I feel like this semester would be good. And like speaking of productivity, I think it'd be good for the student, the representatives representing colleges and schools to like do the to like meet with the deans. Because I know you mentioned that as a thing. I think that'd be
Are we actually entitled to one?
Yeah.
I think that'd be good. And then also, I just wanted to ask, like, I don't know, Ishan, like, what do you like when you are talking about like doing it in-house, like, what would you imagine that, like, you imagine it being like the what's it called, the infrastructure from
that students to go in but have the students fill out more comments as they want to do it, then they go in and apply. We take it to the balance and then they go in. And just how like SAIC has like a conference thing where like you know a student like something like that about it like, that thing is so like that there's a problem. As well I think like SAIC like it like function work really, really well. I think it's very smart. So like I think definitely your students they also think there'd be a lot of and like doing something like that as well just like general assembly involvement as well. Like I think that's a really good thing. Running like it's like basically like whatever.
Evie Fournoy.
I wanted to just bring up, this is just something completely separate that I've just been thinking about. It's in regards to special projects funds. And I was thinking about, and I kind of want to get y'all's opinion on this. I was thinking that we add kind of like to part of our standing rules where organizations that apply for special projects funds and we approve it, okay, that they like submit essentially like a blurb, like once the event is completed, and the blurb would have like the goal or purpose of the event, like something that they thought was like beneficial that they learned, and like maybe like an excerpt or a quote from someone that attended, as well as like pictures. And the reason about that is because, and if it is passed and we end up doing that for this semester, it can be kind of changed into next semester or next year. But I think it'd be good if either on our Instagram or on the newsletter, we kind of put like this is like a direct product of things that we've been doing or our allowance to actually give funds and showing that it's actually affecting other people on campus. And so I kind of just want to get y'all's opinion about that. I can like provide more details if you want, but it's like a small, it would be a small thing that gets added for the organization that is applying to do, but I think it would be great on the back end to show like the rest of the student body as well.
I like that idea. Something else that I thought about, this could be in addition to or instead or something like that. Something I picked up from one of the bylines they do is they give out a bunch of grant money, and at the end there's like a conference or like a presentation where all of them present what they did with the money. And so maybe that's something we could do with special projects. Not quite sure how I'd feel about that idea in a special projects capacity, but just an idea I want to throw out there.
Representative Torello.
I guess, oh goodness. There were a couple of things I wanted to talk about, and they're all sort of getting lost here. One thing about communication, like I know earlier, so someone was saying like we should use Instagram to communicate with people, and then I was just like thinking about how we got chewed out for how that was like a terrible method of communication earlier this semester. I was low-key thinking, what if it's kind of like I hate looking at them, Because people keep posting their random stuff, but like, what if we posted on that like Cornell story, and so we could get more reach within the community, because it's actually something that we want the community to see, and not someone's like hobby that they post for thousands of people to see for some reason. Yeah, that was one thing. No, sorry. Oh no, this is on Instagram. You can like link your Cornell email. Yeah. Oh well.
Vice President Young.
I work with communications with the Einhorn Center, and we work very closely with Student Campus Life and their Instagram and Cornell and their Instagram. And they're mad picky about what they choose to go on their Instagram or not. They don't, but they can though. They don't even have to post on their page. They just have to like repost the post. But like, what if we can we put in a resolution for that? To require that Cornell Communications, no, like pumps are things because if they're not required to do it, they're not going to. Like they dead for real won't. So,
getting mad. Representative Galperin.
I really like Representative Tarala's idea. I also just want to give Representative Tarala a quick shout out. If you all check your email from the Cornell store, he's in it. In a dashing brown sweater
I look fabulous. All
yeah,
right.
in disguise.
All on the right.
Probably defiant, solidarity.
Okay, Representative Optav.
To go back to Hayden's point, the Cal's Dean Council, like we have a fund where we grant money to student orgs, but just specifically only Cal's student orgs. And then anytime we do that, we do like an end of year symposium where you present on what your funding like got spent on, whether that was a conference or if it was because we allow it to go towards individual people as well, or if it was a club, whatever you guys did, come present on it. You can present a poster or you can do like slides, whatever you want. And then we make the entire Cal's senior leadership attend. So the dean, and you know, the associate dean and stuff. And then it's just like a nice way for students to know it's an open event. People come in, we have like food, students stop by. And then I feel like every year, the people who mostly stop by are the people who are going to end up applying as well. So it's like good advertising for it as well. But another way of showing, like, I don't know, Cornell leadership, like, look, we're doing something. The money that we have is going towards good things.
Representative Walters.
I'm just going to preface because I'm not totally clear on the rules about like student assembly and like the Daily Sun, but is there a way that like the student assembly could write like a letter to the editor or something every month just about like what we've been up to? Because
That is
right, like
that is within Thor's job description. Also, like it's been previously communicated, and
okay.
our relationship ebbs and flows.
Got it.
But this year, I think we could. Representative Chidori, go back.
Research aspect, but not like it's like a general just a problem. But I feel like
can you double check your mic, please?
No, my bad. It was just off. Whatchamacallit? I'm looking at the top. It says a bi-weekly information blast. Like, I love us, but like we're not doing that much to the point where like the student body needs a bi-weekly information blast as well, nor are like we are nor are we ever going to keep up with that commitment or that standard as well. But I do think there would be utility in having some sort of like a newsletter like that comes out at the end of every single semester, like a semester recap that goes to the entire student body. And inside that, there should be like an individual like play-by-play of every single like member on the assembly to go and talk about what they did for their own specific constituents as well, like on the note of like accountability. Like I think that A like would make people start like doing more, but B also like show people that we actually like do stuff and there are like work that goes to your name as well.
So if we set a really high standard, then maybe the quality of membership will improve over time. I'll let Vice President Wagasback like respond to that because it mostly pertains to him, and then we'll continue the circle.
Yeah, no, I think that makes sense. I think you are right. Like bi-weekly, it's just there's only so much really that we can put on there. And I think that that's something that we could definitely reassess. last semester was, or yeah, last semester wasn't biweekly at all. But yeah, I think moving forward, I kind of want to move away from the newsletter type stuff, just because I think people don't check their emails really for that kind of stuff. Like, no one's really reading through that message realistically. At least that I'm not. I don't know about like if you guys are. And
Yeah, that's awesome.
okay, I'm not reading it because I write the message, so I already know what's on there. But I think, I don't know if what that would necessarily look like, if it maybe just means like utilizing the Instagram more. I'm always open to ideas. I think one thing that I really want to do is whenever we pass resolutions, I want to, have like spotlights about that. So, or even like membership spotlights, like, meet the assembly members, and I give a little bio about you guys and what you're working on. I don't know. I think it's just one of those things where like, yeah, it's hard to know how to best reach the student body, because people don't really care at the moment. And that's something that we all need to work together to fix. So if anyone has any ideas, Sunday at 4 p.m. comms committee. So see y'all there.
Representative Porter, then Representative Forward.
Yeah, so I don't really know what the best way to reach the student body is, but they do seem like concerned about a lot of issues. I was curious if there's like if we were able to like take polls for like resolutions we're going to be voting on in advance on Instagram. I know that's more of a logistical question, but kind of just getting like what we're working on out there and then maybe like posting, sorry, like follow-ups on that. So like the progress of a resolution.
So my high school student government did. We can, like, in theory, I'll write that down.
We can't, or
We can.
okay,
We
yeah.
can be really active or not. Okay, Representative Ward.
Maybe on the co okay, so kind of two topics. On the topic of like communications, I think the email is a nice, or like the newsletter is a nice, just to like have as a backup. I don't know how many people really read it. That'd be interesting to know. But maybe also just like to help you out, Thor. I don't know if this would be helpful or not. But if we just like had a running doc, maybe like in the box or something, where we could put in information that could be included in the newsletter, or like that we might want to put in, or like graphics or things like that. Because like I don't know, from different committees, like sometimes like I've forgotten to send out like infrastructure fund stuff and things like that. But maybe that would just like help streamline that sort of process. You're not just getting like 4 million emails. And then also like I don't know, I think kind of the best way to reach the general student body is just like kind of hit them on all fronts, like do Instagram, do the newsletter, do a poster, like, be in person places like tabling, that sort of thing. I think that's just like generally the best like marketing strategy. But oh, back to the grants thing. My second point is I thought that your idea for having like a symposium or something like that was a really good idea. But that being said, I think when we consider like grants and the application process and also like the requirements we're asking people to do, we really need to consider the type, like the level of funding people are receiving from them and the level of effort that we're also requiring from them. For the special projects funding, I think that's a great idea. But I think for like the summer experience grant and potentially even if we can't really modify that or if we want to leave that alone, potentially creating a different grant, just because there's such a large need in the student body right now, I think we should really consider making an extremely accessible grant because as someone who's applied to so much funding at the school and so many grants, like these processes are not easy. And like I've written probably like 100 pages worth of applications for like to get like $500, and like $20 like here and there and wherever. So I think that like that's also a major need is finding a grant that's accessible and like isn't going to ask you to get like three letters of recommendation and like everything about your entire life. So I just think we need to like adjust our expectations to the amount that we're also willing to give. And that's just my tidbit.
Representative Carson.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to respond to like the idea of having like the recipients of like the special projects and such like do pictures and stuff. I mean, I feel like honestly, I don't know, this is just me being like pessimistic, but I feel like that's a I feel like that'd be probably more effective, in my opinion, than a symposium, only because I feel like people wouldn't put effort in. I feel like a symposium is like maybe a little too much effort that they wouldn't really try, and then people really wouldn't come, and it wouldn't be as interesting. But like, I feel like doing like pictures and a description would be like people. It's like not too overbearing that they wouldn't try. Like they would. Like, I feel like they would put more effort into that because it's more low commitment. And I think if you're like kind of using that as advertising, it would be more successful because people would put more effort into it, in my opinion.
Representative Kim. Relating to we're talking about the new member education and like the processes. Do we have like a team or like internal operations or some system that we can like organize everything clearly so that it's like easy for new members to follow and like say if they want to look into like what Student Assembly does about like the fundings or something, they can have like access to all the datas or so.
New member education is under the purview of the executive vice president. And in terms of resources, there's like a student assembly resources folder in the box. It's pretty bare bones. Yeah. Does anyone have any ideas actually for how that can be improved? Because it tends to be a learn as you go organization, but that's, in my opinion, part of what slows us down. But yeah, okay.
Along those lines, there is a slideshow that we used like this past semester when we were discussing like new member education. Currently, I do not know where it is, so I'll try to find that and at least try to get it uploaded in the box because I think like the ma most major things are like structure, like how meetings go, and then Robert's Rules of Order are like kind of like the main three things at least NME typically requires. But yeah, other opinions and suggestions are welcome.
Can I add one more comment? Also, I think la end of last year we were talking about like having a spreadsheet or so on like what projects each person's working on, and like if someone wants to like work with someone else on like a project, that would be like a document where it's easy to find who's working on what, and like so would there be like a chance that we can like make a document and everyone can add what they're working on and then like see for collaboration?
Yeah, it's intended to be under the Vice President for Policy, so Daniel can get that started.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to keep going in the circle, but if anyone has ideas on resources and all that stuff, please please say it. Anyway, Representative Charala.
Okay, this whole time I've been taking notes this time, so hopefully I get through everything. For about the NME sort of thing, I feel like what would be most effective would be some sort of mentorship or like kind of like buddy up type program. I mean, at least for me, I find it a lot easier to learn by just being curious and just asking someone and being like, wait, what is going on? How does this work? Hopefully they know, they tell me, and then, we go from there. As for like as like figuring out what people are working on, I can see how that'd be good for like accountability, just to like see that people are at least pretending to do something. But to on the opposite side, I would also say like you gotta talk to each other. Or I think a lot of people like low key just like leave after we're done. But I would talk to each other and just like figure out what people are working. Wait, no, I got a lot more on here. Okay. yes. For the thing about that Ishan was talking about, like grants through the assembly, I actually think that'd be a really nice idea. For several reasons, but one of them is also just being that like we take charge of something that like we're doing. I mean, a lot of the time we're just offloading like responsibility onto like other like offices and stuff. I mean, this would actually be us making decisions that help students, and it's very clear that that's what we're doing. I mean, I on the finance committee here, and from the past couple of years, I mean, we've seen situations where like with the lights on the Arts Quad or the lights on the Hope Plaza, for example, we get called out for not funding that for some reason when we actually do fund it, So like this is an opportunity where people can clearly see, where our money is going, and we can take responsibility for that. And I think that's nice. Yes, also the idea about like having blurbs and stuff about things that you've done during the semester or during the year or whatever, I think is a really nice thing. I would also add that it would probably help a lot of us with re-election when it came to the next year. Like, if you actually have something decent that you did, I think it's a good thing to be able to tell people. That's normally an issue, just trying to get it out to the people. So, and yeah, just my last thing is like a piece of advice. When it comes to our ability to apparently meet with deans, which is great, as you know, meeting with our constituents. Last semester, I mean, one thing I did, or was it last year? I don't know. I like tabled at Statler for like an hour or two, met tons of people, got so much input. I mean, some of those things that they tell me like are things that are out of my scope, right? But between being able to talk to the dean and telling them about it, or things that are in scope that we can talk about here, I think taking advantage of both of those opportunities could be really, really big in terms of getting like real stuff done. Also, like some when you table, you get a little bit of a budget. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, you know, I bought cookies from like Max, and you know, these big freaking cookies, and that's what got people to like come talk to me. And you know, that was reimbursed. So take advantage of that. Yeah, I think that's all for now. Thanks.
Was up, so if you want.
Really brief. The buddy idea, I liked it a lot at first, but then I started thinking, and I don't know about y'all, but when I first came into assembly, I was like really scared. And so if I had a mentor that was like helping me a lot, but then they didn't like my resolution and kind of just started laying into me, that would like, I don't want that sort of like conflict to be there, because then as a representative, you're like, wait, like they might be scared. Should I not comment on this? But if I know,
But
well, I know that, but like, even if like someone, like, maybe I'm just sensitive, but maybe if my mentor, yeah.
all right, pause. For some of these types of things, we have to discuss how much we're a pre-professional organization and how much we are not a pre-professional organization, and everyone should come in with some volition and ideas. EVP Fornoy.
A couple things. To the discussion before about like symposium versus like doing the post for the special projects fund, when I originally like was thinking about this, I actually did want to do a symposium, and my intent was like hopefully like I'll write this up this and it's something that gets passed this semester, but like this semester it would be like you put it at like the end of the newsletter, it posts on Instagram or something, but then like next year it could be a symposium. One, because I don't really know like how we could like make this an effect like retroactively, if that would even be something like we'd be able to do, because I wouldn't want to make them have more work even though they've already like received the funds and everything like that. But I do think that that's something that can either be done like at the end of the full academic year or at the end of each semester. In regards to things regarding like communications and kind of getting our name out there more, one thing that I thought of, and this is we actually discussed this during like a shack meeting, but obviously everyone knows like at the beginning of the semester, if your professor uses slides, like you'll see all these things that are like on their initial slides that they show in class. And I don't think that it's a terrible idea that we like put like the student assembly Instagram or QR code like on those slides, like just for the beginning of class, or like the beginning of the semesters, just so like it's something that we know will actually come across every student's face, and that they'll be able to see it. And second thing is, I think it'd be a really good idea if, and I have mentioned this before, but I think it'd be a really good idea if we did a resolution clock. And that's something that gets posted to our Instagram. So essentially, like once resolutions are communicated, like we make a post saying such X, Y, and Z has been communicated 30 days, just to like give people like more of an understanding of like what's happening, because a lot of these things can get convoluted. I know like even like over winter break, it can be like, oh, well, like what days count if it's like a business day or if it's not, if it's a weekend. So like, even providing clarity on that, I think is something that would be good. But I think that just allows people to kind of stay in the loop more as well.
Vice President Adequai.
Okay, multiple things. For the first point, me and Zora did collab or brainstorm ideas on increasing assembly awareness on procedures through an infographic. So if you guys think that will be beneficial, please let us know. We will proceed on that. Kind of like a very cartoonish but simplified version of our governing documents to kind of make it easier for everyone to feel comfortable and like they know the knowledge, but in a very easily digestible way. So if there's a general like unsureness of how the assembly goes, like please let us know if you would want that. And two, as for the desire for a collab document before things are posted, I would need to work with the chief of staff, and we currently don't have one. But I have a follow-up question for that. Would you want a resolution posted in the box before it gets like reviewed for us, someone to be able to go on the spreadsheet and say, hey, like I saw that you posted this to the box, like here are my edits. Is that like kind of the general framework you were thinking about?
I think I'm thinking more like if someone wants to work on something and they're starting the work, then they could put it on like the sled or like the spreadsheet. And then if anyone wants to work with them, they can join and then they can write a resolution together or like work on it together or so.
Okay,
Yeah.
thank you. That makes sense. We would need to edit the standing rules to have that process done before it's put into the box, but I really like that idea and I would like recommend anyone to change the standing rules to make it a spreadsheet before you submit it to the box just to allow collaborations before. And oh, and one more thing. If you guys have uncomfortabilities or kind of nervous about resolutions and you do need edits, I'm really good at writing resolutions. That's like my whole job. Please reach out for an email and I'll be happy to make edits without being mean. I've done it before for like a handful of people already here. So yeah, those are my comments. Thank you.
Representative Chidori.
Places to go. On new member education, a couple of really big things. Number one, I think just people learn by doing. I think like the biggest thing you guys can do during new member education process is literally just having a sample activity of, hey, let's write a resolution together. Like be like, okay, like you're trying to come up with like some fake policy or some fake scenario, something like that. Literally just have them open up the docs. And it's like honestly the biggest barrier I think to people writing resolutions is just the fancy verbiage at the beginning as like whereas it be it therefore resolved. Like it's not rocket science, but it's also a little intimidating when you look at it. Just have them write it once and then the gears will start clicking in people's heads immediately. On the idea of like a buddy buddy system, I think people kind of agree, like probably not the best idea. But the other thing I'd raise is like a pretty like big like area of concern is just that I don't think we would have enough people who are qualified to be mentors right now. Wait, no, it like this is seriously a problem. It's like not something to like joke about. Like there's generally like probably 10 people on assembly that have like actually authored, written, and passed the resolution this past year. No, but like the point being like that it's kind of sad and like more people should be going and like doing it, writing it as well. On the thing of internal communications, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic point. I generally think assembly like went downhill on my very first day of assembly. Someone tried making a group chat and then it just never got formed ever. And then we decided to use a Slack that no one ever texted on except me apparently and Zora. Thank you. But I really, really, really think like it's so easy. Just like make a group chat and like text and like be like, hey, like I'm trying to write something. Like it's enough to be like even a standing rules resolution. On that, I think that there's also an important conversation to be had when it comes to like the bureaucracy of resolutions as well. Like, I think people don't understand that like once you pass a resolution, it's also on you to make sure that resolution goes through and actually gets where it needs to go. Like, I think one of the biggest things I learned last year on assembly was for like the whole meals on the move thing. Even after getting it passed through student assembly, getting a response from Kotlikoff, I still had to go to dining committee's meetings and talk dining. I still had to meet with Dean Barry and be like, hey, this is something I'm working on. And then she passed it up to Kotlikoff. You guys should know your roles and responsibilities, know you're entitled to meeting with administrators, and know you're entitled to be like, hey, student assembly does have power. And if we pass a resolution, you guys do technically have to listen to it under certain purviews. And you should be an advocate for yourselves. Because it just looks good on yourselves too. And that's how actual policy gets done. And I think execs should probably start trying to play a deeper role in terms of that bureaucracy as well and encouraging people to take that like first step out and going and following up on their resolutions. Last thing, I just think that people need to like talk to other people more. Like crazy, crazy, crazy thought. After this, Lydia, Christian, and I decided we're going to go and sit down and start writing some resolutions. After this conversation, I'm going to make that an open like invite. Like you are more than welcome to come and sit down, and if you have an idea, come talk to us. Like it's not that crazy to just be like, hey, let's go sit down and think about like what's wrong with campus for like 30 minutes, an hour, something like that.
Who
Like
wants to
it's
write their
not that
first
bad. Yeah, literally,
resolution?
literally, first resolution. Like it's not that hard. So please do come and write and be engaged.
Baby's first resolution. All right, Yasmeen, Representative Masood.
Can we celebrate when resolutions are passed?
Yeah, so sorry, I'm really tired. A few things.
I think that we've been talking about this grant thing a lot, and I feel like we should just stop talking about it. If we can write a resolution to start a program like that, then we should start working on it. I'd be so willing to make a group chat after this meeting, and like we can all start talking about it. I'd love that. I think it's a wonderful idea. And then in terms of meeting with your deans, I just want to, I all I want to say is that I go to Brooks, which is I'm the Brooks representative. It's a very small school. I'm pretty sure it's the smallest on campus. And I emailed my dean last week to schedule a meeting with her, and she can't meet with me until March, which is fine. I'm going to meet with her in March. But if you go to CAS or CALS, you're in a bigger school, I would definitely try to reach out as soon as possible because they get really, really busy. So yeah.
Representative Sekic.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Ishan for, bringing all these points up and talking about it, and how Zora said before, where we need to denote where we are. I don't agree, but pre-professional, not pre-professional organization. I think it would be best be put as this is a professional organization. The things we do here have weight on campus. We need to start acting like it. Like Ishan said, we need to start being stricter with the attendance rules. All of these things, kind of working together better to actually get these things passed. I think all of this is nice, but I hope next week I hope to see many more resolutions, and I want to keep working on them. And then also, I think another reason why, in my opinion, I don't know how many people agree with this, but another reason why things happen so slowly and they lose momentum and people forget about them is that it effectively takes 2 to 3 weeks for a resolution to get passed with the reading calendar system. I think that's I don't really I don't like this system. I think it would be something else to. Something to bring up is changing it. I don't like the fact that it takes 3 weeks to effectively get a resolution through the reading calendar. I think it would be more productive if we went to how the student assembly used to be a few years back. Isn't that if you presented a resolution, it would be voted on to be enacted that day. And if you simply think it needed more edits or it needs to be reviewed or you don't agree, either vote it down or table it for the next week, rather than it being a forced, institutional 2 to 3 week long process.
Vice President Attaboy.
Something that could be done in the now, like today, is I can upload a spreadsheet to the box, and you could put who you are, your name, and also the idea that you have before you even start drafting a resolution. And if people want to reach out to you, say, "Hey, man," or "Hey, woman," or non-binary, sorry, but if they want to reach out to you and say, "Like, I like this idea," they can. And then what we do is we have more people writing resolutions, which I think is like really fun. So yeah. Let me know if you would like that to be done because that's something we do like in the now to start getting resolutions drafted, which I really like. And yeah.
Vice President Young.
Okay, a couple of points. So let me try to remember them all. Amir, I think you have a great point about the how long it takes resolutions to come, but also like, okay, don't get me wrong, but I feel like exec members can motion to. Was it isn't it like motion to like stop the rules and then like suspend the rules and then move something to the third reading calendar? So it's like if you want to do that, like I'm an exec member that's open. If you want to send me a text, hey, I want this done in a week, I'm totally down to do it. Okay. So just send me a text. To Ishan's point about new member education and the resolution, I think that that's a great idea. But on top of that, though, like I feel like as a new member outside of writing resolutions, like this setting itself is daunting. And some people don't know how to motion to do the things that they want to do. So if during new member education, like you had like a whole like assembly, like what would that be called? Like a Yeah,
Simulation.
like yeah, like a simulation or a mock assembly. So it's like you give people tasks, like I want you guys to try to complete this, and that like completing it is like doing an amendment, and then have them practice motion and different things like that too. Because like new member education is beyond resolution writing. And then I had a comment about communications as well, about how people talk about how like our emails aren't effective because people don't click on them. Like the other Cornell entities, like. They like to trick us. Like, I believe I received an email from dining today, and like in the subject, it was like 120 BRBs or something. Or was it like 120 like Cornell stored dollars or something? Like, we should need to start changing the subjects of our emails because student assembly newsletter, like, I'm not clicking on that. But if you did something that was enticing, click no. Like, I mean, for real, like, I've done
You
newsletter.
will not believe what the student assembly got up to this week.
No. You can, like, I would change it up. Like, I would put, like, grant opportunities, and then people are gonna click on it. Or like I did, and then like I sent out a newsletter for an organization, and then like in the subject it said free food. Like, come on now. Like, not saying that we should start lying, but like the subject don't have to be completely honest. Like, yeah, we do. We actually do have free food here. So, yeah, exactly. So yeah, so I think if we start changing up the subjects, then. Like people click on their email. I think email is the best communication because it gets sent to the entire
Clickbait.
student population. Whereas everybody doesn't have Instagram and not everybody follows our page anyway. So yeah.
I wrote clickbait down in the notes. Representative Ehrlich.
I agree, Kennedy. It would be nice also if more emails got sent. I want to, Ishan, good point about writing resolutions. I know we talked just a second ago about that Instagram thing about how student campus life won't repost her stuff. I already wrote the resolution, so if anyone wants me to send it to them and wants to like edit it and stuff, all right. Amy, Christian, Kennedy, I know you brought it up. Do you want me to send it to you? Okay, I'll send it to some people. Dylan wants it. Okay, I'm probably gonna forget like half of your names. But yeah, I also have like three other resolutions that I wrote that I'm like keeping because I'm gonna be gone next week. So get ready for all my fun resolutions. Oh, also on enforcement, like this is the most important thing I actually want to say. Why the hell don't we freak out about the fact that Michael Kotlikoff doesn't respond to our stuff within 30 days? Why don't we freak out about it? Technically, the resolution, I'm going to talk about the resolution that I wrote because obviously I care a lot about it. The ICE resolution about how they should stop advertising jobs for ICE, doing events with ICE. They haven't done any of that stuff, of course, because they don't give a crap what we say, but they had to respond to that within 30 days. Otherwise, that legislation is enacted. That's what the Student Assembly Charter says, and that is a binding contract. So, you know, in the real world, when you violate a freaking contract, people sue you. So, you know, I would like Michael Kotlikoff to actually follow the charter. Thank you.
There is no otherwise clause in the charter. There just is no consequence. That's the issue with the charter, is that there are no consequences for anything not being followed by administration. There's no consequence for OSCCS not sending us
Right, but
reports. There's no consequence for any of it.
it's a promise that they've made in a binding contract. So like theoretically, I'm saying theoretically, a court of law could tell them to fuck off and do what they're supposed to fucking do.
Representative Dorn.
We can circle back to this next week because it's already late. But one thing I think we should think about is like standardizing the transition for like committee chairs and that sort of thing. Just making sure that like we have documents in order and people have like correct access to them when they become chair. And like the previous chair of my committee was really great at that, and like she made the transition pretty well, but like even then it was kind of a struggle. So I think we just need to make sure that we consider that.
Representative Carson.
This is really quick, but like, if we do want to get in touch with our deans, don't we have to we go through you, right? Like, how does that work?
You can reach out to them, and then if they like don't get back to you, then you can go through me. I'll also just send them all emails, but yeah.
Okay, I wasn't
You
sure with
guys have
that.
complete purview. If you are a representative of a school, you have complete right to reach out to administrators of your college entirely yourselves. And then it's that if they don't get back to you, that then it's an enforceable thing within like the charter that you're supposed to have a meeting and all those things. Representative Shahik.
Yeah, I forgot to bring this up last time I spoke, but I think regarding like all the transition notes, I think something that would be good is I'm not a fan, or I think that the coach buddy, you know, informal mock, all these things will have flaws to them, and I think it's not something that'll be long lasting. I think something that we should do is, and I'm thinking about it now, is potentially writing a resolution where we have everyone write like literally like 20, 30 pages on whatever their job is, whatever their committee is or their position, and notes they have to it, so it's a living, you know, memory document. Because I think maybe I'm too much of an ILRE, but I think some of the easiest ways to learn and be time efficient, and also you don't need other people to teach you, is if there's a good document written and you can just sit down and read it, and then if you have questions about that, you can go forward on it. So I think that's something that we should do for, you know, how the assembly works, and I think that's also something we can, you know, send to the rest of the student body. Because honestly, I think it's in poor taste how many people said they don't read emails. Because quite frankly, this is Cornell. I promise you, There's so many people who read all of their emails at this school. So, like, once again, how does that reflect on you as a student assembly member when you're telling, this is public, a public session, that you're not reading these emails and it's like your job? Like I said, this is not a pre-professional, this is not just a student club, this is a functioning, organ of this university. And I think that just poorly reflects on people who say they don't read emails. And then also, like, I'm a fan. I support doing the Instagram and everything, but it doesn't reach all of the students. Like I said, it's our job to reach all of the students and ask them for help, and then ask them to tell us what they want us to do, or let them inform them on what we're doing. And so I think I just wanted to bring up those points. And then also, lastly, I brought it up when I was interviewing to fill the vacancy, but I'm kind of working on it now, is that, like, when I was in OL, I think that I'm gonna start drafting some resolutions and some documents to go along with it. I think we do really need to overhaul, firstly, student assembly new member education, and then, like, Cornell, like, freshman new member education. I was in OL, and like 90% of the materials they gave us to tell students was just like came straight from Cornell General Counsel's office and was like everything legal. There's not much things there about like what Cornell is, what can you do, what things are fun. Like, Club Fest was something that like the OLs had to remember to tell them on their own time. So I pitched it when I was, interviewing to fill a vacancy, but I'm working on it now. But I think we should write like an big red unofficial guide to Cornell. I was looking at Harvard did something like this in 2020. It's not up to date, but I think it would serve a purpose to, have a professional, accurate, up to date, living document that we could pass a resolution telling the Office of Student Campus Life to give to students during new member orientation. And also, a few years ago, the whole orientation was run by the student assembly. And I think that's another thing that I want to bring up, and I think we should consider bring back, not the student assembly, a club, students, sorry, because really, we're paying for the entire like move-in week, and it's like an office that, quite frankly, does a bad job doing it. And like every year, I mean, you can ask anyone. You can ask a freshman to OL who served for a while. Every year, it's just a mess. So, and we're paying for it. So I think there's some work to be done there for the student assembly. And if anyone's interested in working on something like that, firstly, the living documents for student assembly procedures NME. Then, if anyone wants to work on the broader Cornell, like unofficial guide to Cornell, I'm also going to be working on that. And then also, maybe potentially, if anyone's interested, passing a resolution so that, orientation for students is back in the hands of students. I mean, they have a four, how many full-time employees are there in the TAC and Center? Four or five? I don't know. I think that could be, the job could be better done by students at the school.
Time check, we have 12 more minutes. Representative Kim. I actually really like that idea of having like a live document or a document of some sort that we can pass down to like say like after our year, like we can pass it down. I don't know if I when I went to the bathroom, anyone talked about the messenger or the Slack, but I feel like say if we like have a Slack where people can have discussions, then we could just like pin it on and then like everyone who like newly joins can just see all the documents. Maybe it's easier to find like where everything is or so. But yeah, I really like that idea. Representative Offtop.
About Slack and like having records, I just wanted to add Slack is now making lots of money. You have to pay like almost
We can
$10.
make it Teams. That's the only thing the university will let us make. We don't need to like
Oh, okay,
excessively
perfect.
discuss.
Yeah. I don't think we should use our Slack. Slack's very annoying now. Teams, I support.
Representative Ehrlich.
You heard it here first. Microsoft is Amir's favorite company. Sorry. Don't worry, this one won't be a crash out. I don't remember who mentioned this earlier, but about how like writing your first resolution is really intimidating, and then you realize how easy it is and you just can keep doing it. Maybe we could just like require every like we already have random requirements for people to run for student assembly. We could require someone to write like a one like each person to write a one-page resolution. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to actually go to assembly, but like just so like they do it and they see what it's like. I just heard a no from someone in the audience, so I'm
Like
gonna.
that's super like professional exclusive club, like hypocritical type. Like this is
It's
meant to be
not hard
like
to
an
do.
elected body.
Like, it just shows that you're willing to do your responsibility. I accept that maybe I'm wrong, but
No, I just question like before you get elected or like after you get elected.
it's not like a like a test. Like, I'm not like don't worry. Like, it's not to weed
Georgia
people.
is following parliamentary procedure and
order, this
See, technically, there is no parliamentary procedure for this, right?
I've tended to operate within committee of the whole as just it's more conversational, just so that we have a discussion period, because prior to this year we had no discussion period and people just leave. Representative Offtop.
Yeah, I feel like that sounds more like when you're applying to something and you have to upload an essay or a resume. These are like elected seats because people want us to represent them.
Representative Choudhury.
I'm Sonia's proxy right now, so I'm going to motion in just a second. But I wouldn't mind floating the idea out there of making it mandatory that by like March, every single member of the assembly should at least attempt to write a resolution. I don't feel like that's absurd, but something that we could talk about. But I'm going to motion to end debate here, unless anyone else wanted to speak. So.
There's a bunch of second. Is there dissent to ending debate or adjourn? It should be a motion to adjourn. So I'll correct the motion. Motion to close committee of the
Close
whole and
committee.
adjourn the meeting by unanimous consent. Is there a second? Is there dissent? Seeing none, we have adjourned at 6:21 p.m.